Big Al, I understand you've come up with something rather historical.
Dick, I'm so excited. I was watching PBS, the Civil War.
Rebroadcast? I saw that myself.
Ken Burns. Mm-hmm. It prompted me to go look at my grandfather's attic, mm-hmm. and I actually came up with love letters from the Civil War era from my great-great-great-grandfather.
Is that a fact?
And I'd love to share them with you.
I'd love to have them shared.
My dearest Al, I received your letter of 18 April with a full heart. I miss you so, my darling, and worry about you on the battlefields of this treacherous war. Write when you can, my love. Yours always, Claudia.
Hey, how you doing? Got your letter. It's true what they say. War is hell. And I'll tell you, the food is even worse. Hope all is well back at the plantation, dreaming of you and roast pork. Love, Al.
So his name was Al, too, huh?
Yes, I'm Al the Fifth.
I see.
The Fourth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My love, your letter could not have arrived at a better time. My spirits have been so low. In addition to the difficulties of managing our farm without your manly hands here to help, I miss your companionship as well. I feel silly complaining with your life just one musket ball from being taken from me. Take care, my love. Your Claudia.
Claudia, thanks for the note. Next time, if you could include some brownies or cookies or something, I'd really appreciate it. Anywho, I miss you desperately and can't wait to be with you again. Hold on, my love, for I will return to you as soon as I am able. Your true love forever, Al.
Dear Al, good news. I have found someone to help around the farm, and as a result, my spirits have lifted considerably. His name is Lyle. As a matter of fact, you might remember him. He was a suitor of mine some time ago, before you and I met. Stay safe. With deepest love, Claudia.
My dearest Claudia, so glad to hear about Lyle. He sounds like a great guy. I am sorry to have to tell you, though, that I was wounded in battle last week. I took a musket ball where the sun don't shine. But don't worry, my love. The doc says I should be just fine in case we ever end up, crossing the Mason-Dixon line, if you know what I mean. All my love, Al. P.S. Ouch.
Al, I was devastated to hear of your injuries. It took Lyle hours to console me. You were in my prayers and my dream. Well, you are in my prayers. Fondly, Claudia.
Claudia, my love, good news. Due to my groinal injury, the general is sending me home for 2 days to recuperate. The journey will take just 3 weeks by horseback, which should have me pulling into the driveway about 3 p.m. on Friday, 27 October 1863. Till then, I am yours forever, Al.
Dear Al, how can the fates be so cruel? Your visit will unfortunately coincide with the weekend trip that Lyle and I are taking to Atlantic City. He feels that I need to get away. I'd love to see you, but he's already made the reservations and, well, I'll leave some mutton in the fridge. Yours, Claudia.
Dear Claudia, thanks for the mutton. My groin is feeling better. Hope your weekend was relaxing. I must go now, as we are heading into what promises to be a fierce fight with the rebels at Richmond, and I'm feeling a little nauseous. Love, Al.
Al, sorry I've been so remiss in responding to your letters. Has it really been 4 months since I last wrote? It's no excuse, but I haven't been feeling well for the last few months. I went to the doctor, and it turns out that I am in the family way. I hope you are as excited about the news as I am. Love, Claudia.
My dearest Claudia, I can't believe we're going to have a baby. Wait till I tell the guys, and to think I haven't even seen you in 3 years. Well, I guess God does work in mysterious ways. Take care of you and our little one. All my love, Al. P.S., get my best to Lyle.
Well, okay, Al. Well, that's very, as a historian type,
yes.
I find that very interesting, fascinating, that life was not unlike it is now.
No. And interesting how history repeats itself. Yeah.
Yes, that's the most amazing part of the thing. It must be in the genes.
Oh, yeah.
Something's in her genes.